Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Again, this is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection where we have discussions about music and artists from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s when it comes to hip-hop, rap, soul, and R&B. Simply put, this is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Shout out to everybody watching on YouTube. You see the title. One of the things I wanted to talk about on this particular episode was our parental musical influences. The thing that people don't really talk about a lot, but it's very, I guess it's pretty obvious when you think about it, is that for most of us, our musical experiences start with our parents. And more often than not, they are the ones who introduce us to the music, at least for some of us, that we will eventually grow in love. And the case was no different for me. As a child born in 1972, my parents both introduced me to music at an early age. My first musical memory was hearing music in our house. It was something that, honestly, I tell people all the time, like, I come from a musical family. Like, my mom and dad sang in a church choir. My mom grew up singing. Everybody in the family sang. And my mom and dad constantly played music in our house. There was never a time where we didn't have music being played in the house. So what happens is that you eventually get a different type of appreciation for the music that you're, you know, given or exposed to. And that was no different. I think what happened was early on, the music just came to me. And like, I can think back to the original things that I was exposed to. For example, like one of the first artists that I ever remember listening to was Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder's music got played in and out throughout of my house. And it was something that I got early on in life. And it just, it was at a point where I just really fell in love with Stevie's music. So Stevie Wonder, and then subsequently Marvin Gaye. And if you think about the time, particularly in the 70s, you know, you could make a case that for Stevie, that was his prime run throughout the 70s into the early 80s. Marvin Gaye, pretty much the same. You know, obviously he had much success in the 60s, but I'm not really sure if you could say that was his prime. I would say maybe his prime would be in the early 70s with, you know, albums like What's Going On. But all that being said, those were the two artists that I remember distinctly that being introduced to because my parents were into their music. But as I've mentioned on this podcast several times, like one of the things that was always impressive was we always had records. For as far back as I can remember, we always had records on top of records on top of records. And one of the things that I loved as a kid was being able to, when I first got to the point where my parents would allow me to place a record on the record player, that was dope to me because, again, we didn't have, on the surface, we didn't have a lot, but we did. And so them allowing me to do that was big for me as a kid. And then subsequently, they got me my own record player. And then I was able to get my own records. But like some of the music that I heard in my house growing up, like I said, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Roberta Flack, Patti LaBelle, you know, some of these artists like just made Diana Ross, The Supremes. My dad was a huge, and still is, a huge Temptations fan. He and I go back and forth about our favorite groups, and The Temptations is his favorite group. My favorite group is New Edition. Personally, I think New Edition is better than The Temptations, but that's another story for another day. But we go back and forth, even to this day, still joking about that. Hearing those groups, and then as I got a little bit older, like toward the back half of the 70s going into the 80s, one of my uncles introduced me to Earth, Wind, and Fire, The Elements. And I was hooked on their music. And I'm talking about, I'm like 6-7 years old, you know, not quite still understanding the music, but I loved hearing Earth, Wind, and Fire as a kid growing up. And so subsequently, that led me to other music like Donny Hathaway. Those were just some of the artists that I had. But I mean, like we had music and albums from like the Barcades, the OJs. My mom was a big fan of the OJs, just to name a few. The Motown sound was big in my house. And it wasn't just all, it wasn't just R&B music as well. It was also gospel music. I do remember distinctly as we were getting ready for church on Sundays, because we always went to church on Sundays, there would be gospel. If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast. Hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before. From nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between, the 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul podcast and enjoy the vibes. Gospel music playing throughout the house. And then once we got cable TV and BET, we had Bobby Jones Gospel Hour on TV before we left the house to go to church. So music was constantly being played throughout the house. And so subsequently, when I was able to get my own record player, my own record, I'll never forget the first record that I got. It was a 45 and it was purple. And it was When Doves Cry from Prince. And so this is like, what, 83, 84 or something like that. And I love that record player, and I would play that song all the time. And on the B side was my favorite, or what would eventually become my favorite Prince song, and that's 17 Days. And I literally played 17 Days a gazillion times. And it's still my favorite, my personal, not Prince's best song, but my personal favorite song from Prince to this day. So yeah, your musical influences, I think, personally start with your parents. And so it's always interesting to me, like, how we come to the music that we come to. Obviously, if you've been listening and watching this podcast, you understand that, you know, I am a huge music fan. Now, that being said, I ventured off, obviously, once I got a little older, into rap. And rap was something that wasn't around when I was, you know, a kid in 78 and 79. Well, actually, it was around, but it wasn't exposed to me. My first memories of rap probably was like the Sugar Hill Gang in 79 and then The Message in 1981. Those are the two rap songs that I remember. And I was a bigger fan of the Sugar Hill Gang song. Rapper's Delight was cool. But The Message told a vivid story of, you know, ghetto life and living in America, or at least in New York City in particular. But, you know, rap wasn't something that I came to initially. It was something that I would eventually gravitate towards. And then with the introduction to Run DMC to me, and then once I got into Run DMC in like 83, it was a rap. I was hooked. I was all in on hip hop. Well, it wasn't hip hop at the time, it was rap. But my musical influences really started at home with my parents. So that's the question that I have to you. When it comes to music, what music did your parents introduce you to, or what artists did your parents introduce you to initially? For me, like I said, it was some of the greats like Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye. I just remember hearing these songs and these melodies and everything. And what was interesting was, like, I didn't really know what they were singing about. They were just beautiful songs. Like, that's all that I could remember, that they were beautiful songs. And eventually, as you get older and you live a little bit, you learn what it's all about. But But yeah, that was basically what I wanted to do, is come on this episode and just kind of talk briefly about my parental musical influences. I think, you know, your music always starts at home, which is interesting because as I've become a parent and as my kids have grown throughout the years and as technology changed in my house, you know, regrettably, we didn't play that much. We didn't play as much music as I heard in my childhood. And that was because the music moved from your stereo or your record player to your cassette, and then to your Walkman, and then to your boombox, and then to your CD player. And by the time these kids got here, it was in your phone. So by that time, you know, now everybody, honestly, in this house listens to their music in their ears. Now, we will play music in the house, and the kids are, they've definitely been exposed to a lot of the music that I grew up on, which is a good thing, I think. But I also knew that there was a segment of music that I listened to as far as hip hop was concerned that I couldn't introduce that to them until later on as they became a little bit older. But nonetheless, yeah, I just wanted to get on here and talk about that briefly. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. This has been another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We drop new episodes every Monday and every Friday at midnight. Don't forget about the flagship station. It is called the 12 Kyle Podcast, where we drop new episodes every Thursday and every Sunday at midnight. If you want to follow us on social media, we're across the board, 12 Kyle, the Rap Soul Podcast. If you would like to contribute financially, hit us up on Cash App, $TWELVEKILE. That's going to do it for me. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for checking out this edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I'll catch you guys next time. 5,000. Cheer.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media, and feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.